CNN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. What a difference a day makes in Venezuela. The BBC's Will Grant says it didn't take long for the country's new leader to abandon the anti-U.S. rhetoric.
Having been sworn in as the acting president over the weekend and crucially recognized as such by the Venezuelan military, Delcy Rodriguez told her first cabinet meeting that she was prepared to work with the United States. "We invite the U.S. government to collaborate with us on an agenda of cooperation," she later said in a statement, adding that the two nations should be focused on their shared development within the framework of international law. The conciliatory tone stands in sharp contrast to her comments a day earlier, in which she lambasted the U.S. government for the forced removal of Nicolas Maduro and demanded his return.
While Maduro supporters in this country have been making plenty of noise, counter-protesters like Cynthia Davila have taken to the streets as well. She says she's grateful for the removal of the alleged narco-terrorist drug-trafficking kingpin from the Venezuelan presidency.
"This is my dream. The Maduro is in the court. And this is the best moment for my life, and this moment, because he is the bad person."
In 2020, Maduro was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges including narco-terrorism conspiracy and drug trafficking. Maduro and his wife have their first court appearance later today in New York. Will embattled Minnesota Governor Tim Walz abandon his bid for re-election? There is a lot of speculation ahead of a Walz news conference scheduled for later today. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won the AFC North title, securing the last NFL playoff spot with a 26-24 win over the Baltimore Ravens. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 42 points. This is SRN News. The new mayor of New York is moving quickly.
Zoran Mamdani promised to fix a lot of problems on the campaign trail, but his first priority seems to be eliminating all pro-Israel executive orders issued by his predecessor. In his first hours in office, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has revoked orders that barred the city from joining the anti-Israel boycott, divest, sanctions movement and other directives by Eric Adams that aimed at curbing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Syrian police officer was killed and others wounded in a suicide bombing last week in the northern city of Aleppo. A patrol of the Internal Security Forces was attempting to detain the bomber when he blew himself up. A spokesman for the Syrian government says the attacker appeared to be trying to enter a Christian neighborhood containing a number of churches. In June of last year, at least one Muslim terrorist opened fire and set off an explosive device inside the Greek Orthodox Mar Elias Church in Damascus. This is SRN News. Well, here's the one that did not get away.
Or you could say it takes the cake, or maybe it takes the tuna sandwich. A lot of tuna sandwiches. A massive 535-pound bluefin tuna sold for $3.2 million during Japan's initial fish auction of 2026. The tuna was caught off Oma in northern Japan, a region widely regarded for producing some of the country's finest tuna, not to mention some of the largest as well. Jason Walker reporting.
Advances across industries like robotics, healthcare and vehicles, wearables, gaming and more set to be on display. The annual CES trade show gets underway this week in Las Vegas. It is a multi-day event, the show organized by the Consumer Technology Association. More details at srnnews.com.